My beerd.
Ek wag heeltyd vir Kobus, ek tog.
Ai jene. Volgende keer as ek skrik, moet ek net wakker skrik, nê. Gaan dit dalk makliker wees vir julle as ek daai mikrofoon gebruik? Okay. So, motorcycles and some cars, but we're passionate about motorcycles, but we use cars because cars can move the body, motorcycles moves the soul. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, help these people. So, motorcycles have rev limiters. Me holding a microphone hand is like a rev limiter for me. So, it can't go into the red line. So, kom ons kyk wat gebeur. Hallelujah. Well, we've been busy with a series called Spirit, Soul, and Body. I'm going to start off by reading our opening scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Let's open our souls, appetites, desires, emotions, and passions for what God wants to do in and through us this morning. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank you that because of what you have done, we can call God Father. We can say Daddy God. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't just come and teach us a few things in 3.5 years and then go back to heaven and leave us to our own devices here, but that you've sent us Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence inside of us and amongst us this morning. We thank you for the privilege of being able to get together like this. We thank you that we have a building where we can celebrate life and exalt Jesus. We thank you that we have each other, Lord. And Father, we acknowledge our dependency upon you this morning. We submit our thoughts to you and this time to you. We're not trying to fit church into our schedule for today. You are our schedule. We're not trying to make you part of our lives. You are our life. And as we visit around your word this morning, Spirit of God, would you speak into our hearts? Would you take the logos of the word, the written word, and would you make it rhema? Would you speak it into each person's spirit this morning as we fix our eyes on Jesus? Thank you that when we leave and go home and into the world to make a difference out there, that you will watch over your word to perform it and it will achieve the purposes for which you send it forth. Here ons dankie dat ons die vrug van die gees sal sien en ervaar en beleef in ons lewens persoonlik as gevolg van ons samesyn met mekaar en in u teenwoordigheid vanoggend. In Jesus se wonderlike naam. And all God's people said, Amen and Amen. We've been busy. This is the 6th week on a series called Spirit, Soul, and Body. And if it's your first time hearing it this morning, I want to encourage you to go back and meditate on what God has been saying through this important series. And I'd like to summarize this entire series today as we bring this thing to a close. We're probably going to finish on Spirit today, and I'm hoping to, and I believe that we should. I'd like to summarize this whole series on Spirit, Soul, and Body by making this statement. Are you ready to experience the ride of your lives, church? Our spirits must be born again, our minds must be renewed, and our bodies must be disciplined. I'm going to repeat that. So that it may 6 weke gevat om die volgende te sê. Your spirits must be born again. Your mind or your soul must be renewed, and your bodies must be disciplined. All right. That's what you need to take home from this entire series. We need to understand that only your spirit can be born again. Your soul or your mind can't be born again. And neither can your body be born again. I wish my body could be born again. I would have done so many things different. I would probably have less scars and less x-rays and a few less titanium parts in my body. But then again, if I think of it, I might have more. So your spirit can be born again, only your spirit, your mind, your soul can't be born again. Remember we said in the context of the series, your soul is not the part that gets born again. Your soul is the seat of your appetites, desires, emotions, and passions. So your spirit can be born again, not your body or your soul. Are you with me this morning? All right. Now, our spirits are born again by two things, two agents or two factors. This morning, we're focusing on spirit. We started off speaking about body for several weeks. Then we've done the soul. And this morning, we're closing with spirit. Your spirit gets born again by two things. Firstly, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your spiritual father, so to speak. God is a heavenly father, but the Holy Spirit is the agent who makes you born again. And the second thing that makes you born again is the Word of God. Jesus explains this very, very nicely to a young ruler and a leader called Nicodemus in John chapter 3. So if you're following online at home, or you've got an electronic Bible in front of you, or a paper Bible, whatever floats your boat, turn with me to John the 3rd chapter from verse 1. And I'm going to be reading it this morning from the New Living Translation of the Scriptures. Are you there yet? Nog nie. Julle gaan volg op die groot screen. Hallelujah. I mean, who doesn't like a big screen, right? So let's go. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. And after dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Notice that Jesus says see. He says nothing about entering. Key words. He says, you cannot even see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Hy praat nie eens van binne ingaan nie. Verse 4. What do you mean? exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Picture that. Rather not. Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born again of water and the Spirit. Jesus speaks about entering. He says of born again of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. How are these things possible? Nicodemus asked. And Jesus replied, you're a respected Jewish leader, and yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so that others can see that they are doing what God wants. Beautiful passage of Scripture, isn't it? So there we see Jesus explains what being born again means. We're going to break that passage up into three key points this morning. Number one, being born again is the one point. Number two, we're going to look at the concept of a renewed mind. And number three, having disciplined bodies. And we're going to close off the series. So the first aspect that Jesus speaks about is being born again. In verse 3 of John 3, he says, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. The literal translation means this, being transformed by God. How many of you have seen the Transformer movies? One Come on, don't be shy. Dis nie 'n sonde nie. How many of you have seen the Transformer movies? Okay, jy sien hierdie karretjie, dan verander hy in hierdie Autobot, robot ding wat goeders breek en kan cool stuff doen, nê. There's a transformation. So being born again, the literal translation means being transformed by God and being renewed in righteousness and holiness. In other words, there can be a righteousness and holiness which is not actually righteousness and holiness. There can be a religious type, mensgemaakte ding wat jy probeer aan mekaar sit deur reëls en regulasies. So being born again means being transformed, being transformed by God and having a renewal of righteousness and holiness. That's what it means to be born again. We need to understand this. Being born again is something that God does. Hello. God does by His Spirit and by His Word. There's two agents that make you born again. The Spirit of God and the Word of God. Nothing else. Nie kerk lidmaatskap nie, nie 'n backpatch nie, nie 'n kettingkie van 'n kruisietjie om jou nek, niks nie. The Spirit of God makes you born again. And the Word of God makes you born again. Nothing and no one else can make the human spirit born again. Can I get a loud, enthusiastic amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So, we need to understand that being born again is something that God does by His Spirit and His Word, something that's then applied by our minds and lived out in our bodies. I'm going to say that again. So being born again, we need to understand that it's something that God does by His Spirit and His Word. It's applied by our minds and our souls, and it's lived out in our bodies. And our opening scripture speaks about God sanctifying us in spirit, soul, and body. So that's the born again part. Are you with me this morning, church? That's what it means to be born again. All right? So this means that there must be a believing in our lives as well as a doing. Ons kan nie net glo nie. Hoekom sê ek so? Soveel mense sê, ja, maar Mosie, ek glo in die Here. Goed en wel, my broer, my sussie, maar die demone glo ook in Jesus. Jakobus 2 in vers 19 says that the devil, even the demons believe and tremble. Is nie genoeg om te glo nie, julle? Are you there? Speak to me, church. Are you there? Hallelujah. So believing alone is not enough. So being born again means that there must be a believing and there must be a doing for us to enjoy the promises of the kingdom of God. James 2 and verse 26, this Jakobus 2, verse 26, just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. Het julle dit? So that's the born again part. And Jesus goes on to say, he says this in verse 5 of John 3. He says, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Now I'm going to pause there for a moment. First of all, what is the kingdom of God? Somebody that listens in church, speak to me. The kingdom of God is what? It is? Don't you love her? That's why I married her. Ek het jou hand gesien. Wat het jy gesê, Herman? The kingdom of God is more, there is a place where God lives. Hello? There is a place. And it's going to come down to earth. It's going to be here on a new heaven, new earth. Alles is gaan nuut word. But right now, there's a place where He lives. That's not what we're talking about here. The kingdom of God, according to Romans, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So Jesus says, you cannot enter righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit unless you are born of the water, born of water, and born of the Spirit. And we're going to see that the Holy Spirit makes you born again. But what is this water that Jesus is talking about? How can you get born again by water? Some false teachers and some cults and some false religion teach that om gered te word, moet jy gedoop word. Met ander woorde, jou saligheid hang van wat in die doopbad gebeur. Hang af van wat in die doop gebeur. No, that's not what Jesus is teaching. We know we're saved by grace through faith and only grace through faith. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. So, of jy gedoop is of jy nie gedoop is nie, beteken nie of jy toegang gaan kry in die koninkryk van God of nie. You're going to miss out on a whole lot of stuff. Because that's about obedience. And after the service, we're going to have a baptism. In fact, there's going to be a funeral. Two people are going to lay down their old lives and they're raise up in new people in Christ Jesus. But what Jesus is speaking about here is being born again by the Word of God. The water that Jesus is referring to is the Word of God. And I'm going to show it to you from the Scripture. We're not saved through baptism. Somebody speak to me. So if you know friends that believe that, you're not saved through baptism. You're saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. Faith in the completed work of the cross of Jesus and through the work of the Word of God. Old Testaments were saved before water baptism, and many under Christ's ministry were forgiven before water baptism. The Scripture teaches in Ephesians 5 and verse 26, you've been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. Your new life, what life? What life? Will last forever because it comes from where? The eternal living Word of God. That's where your new life comes from. 1 Peter 1 and verse 23 says, for you've been born again. You've been what? But not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. Sorry, that's 1 Peter 1 and verse 23. I misquoted Ephesians 5, 26. Ephesians 5, 26. Like I said, I have a rev limiter this morning. So, wees net bietjie geduldig met my. Ephesians 5 and verse 26 speaks about what husbands are supposed to do to their wives. To make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's Word. So you're born again by two agents, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. That's what Jesus is referring to when he says to Nicodemus, you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you're being born of the water, which is the Word of God in this context, and the Spirit. So that's born again. The second aspect is the renewed mind. Okay. So, a bonatuurlike ding gebeur in met ons gees. Ons gees word wedergebore deur die Heilige Gees. Jy hoor die woord van God. Iemand preek vir jou. Jy glo dit. Jy aanvaar dit. Op 'n geestelike vlak maak die Heilige Gees jou gees nuut. What happens? The incorruptible seed of the Word of God gets put in you. You then get the ability to think like Jesus. You then get the ability to act like Jesus. Stuff starts to change in your life if you're truly born again. Things start to happen. So instead of die ou mens, die ou wese wat daarop aandring om sy eie wil te doen en aan te gaan op jou eie mission en te wandel op 'n pad wat jou in die duisternis gaan bring, jy sien dinge heeltemal van 'n ander perspektief af. Jy het nie meer net 'n begeerte om te sondig nie, want daai begeerte is nog steeds daar in die begin. Ewe skielik het jy dan 'n ander begeerte om vir God te begin leef, om die Bybel te begin lees, om die persoon van Jesus te bestudeer. Jy raak honger vir geestelike goed. Jy raak honger vir die samesyn van gelowiges. Jy kry opwindendheid in jou gees waar jy dan met ander mense jou ervaring met Jesus wil deel. The things that you used to call fun are suddenly not such a lekker joel anymore. You start getting interested in other things. Folks, if you're truly born again, there must be a change. If there hasn't been a change, jy moet 'n ernstige vraag vra aan jouself. Is jy regtig waar weergebore? Of is jy net godsdienstig? Are you really born again or are you just religious? So the renewed mind means that once the spiritual change has taken place in your spirit, something has to change in your mind. Something has to change in your soul. When I say mind this morning, we're speaking of your appetites, desires, emotions, and passions. Something has to change in your mind. Our minds need to be renewed or changed by the Word of God. Romans 12, verse 1 and verse 2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Wow, what a challenge. Give your bodies to God. Nee, dis my liggaam, ek gaan daarmee maak wat ek wil. No, it's not. If you're born again, you now belong to somebody else, Jesus, because he's paid for you with his blood. Hello, it's not your body anymore, and especially if you're married, men, if you're married, who does your body belong to? One man. Ladies, if you're married, who does your body belong to? The Bible teaches married couples, listen, this is, you don't have to pay for this. This is extra. I just feel led by the Spirit to say this. Daarom moet ons moet voor onszelf zorgen. We're going to look after ourselves. Why? Because it belongs to somebody else. You're looking after somebody else's stuff or not. Husbands, if you're married, the Bible says that your body belongs to your wife. Ladies, if you're married, the Bible says that your body belongs to your husband and your husband. Nee, iemand anders as a husband. Nee. Hello. And your mind needs to be renewed. Your mind needs to change. How do we change our minds? Well, ladies are changing their minds all the time. They want to get dressed for a party, and they come out with an outfit, and they say, doll, do you think this will look good on me? And he says, yes, my angel, beautiful. 16 items or 16 changes of clothes later, she's still deciding what to wear, and she ends up deciding the first thing that she showed him in the first place. That's why we love you, ladies. Hallelujah. Many aunts do it, namely, I love you all, and you're next. So ladies are changing their minds all the time, and men change their minds too, and God also changes his mind. So having a renewed mind means that you have a change of mind. Your mind must change if you're born again. Your mind must change if you're born again. Church, I want to say this. If your mind is not changing, you seriously need to ask yourself if you're born again. Because when the spirit is changed by God, your mind will change. So Romans 12 verse 1 to 2. I've said this. Dear brothers and sisters, give your bodies to God because of all he's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And the New King James says, renewing your mind. Then, when will it happen? Then. So when will it happen? Then. When what has happened? When you've submitted your body to him and worshiping him in the way that he wants to be worshipped. When you let your mind be renewed by the word of God, then this will happen. And this then is very, very important. Because soveel mense het hierdie groot vraag in die lewe. Wanneer sal ek dit kan sien? Wanneer sal ek dit kan hoor? Wanneer sal ek dit kan glo? Hulle wil sien, hulle wil hoor, hulle wil dit voel, voordat hulle geglo het. You see, the world says, show me and then I'll believe. God says, I dare you to believe in me and then I will show you. Hallelujah. And this then is speaking about that. When we dare to trust God, people, and take him at his word, then you're going to start seeing with your eyes the things of the kingdom. Then you're going to start seeing the supernatural. Then you're going to start experiencing the onmoontlike. Then you're going to start seeing that, yes, he is still the same miracle-working God that raises the dead. There's no excitement here. Lord Jesus, touch these people. When we believe, then we will see. And then it says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So those things have to be in place. The submission of our bodies to God. The submission of our souls to his word. Our spirits being born again by God's spirit and by his word. So that's the renewed mind. And then the disciplined bodies, we've spoken about that for 4 weeks, ek dink. Ons het gespandeer op die liggaam en wat jy moet. Nie moet nie, maar ja, eintlik, as jy 'n sekere resultaat wil hê, dan moet jy seker iets doen, nê. I'm just going to say it the way it is. I don't eat for flavor, I eat for results. I've chosen a long time ago to eat to live and not live to eat. So, our bodies need to be disciplined. Because when a spirit is born again, and when a mind is renewed, it needs something in which to move around on this earth. It needs something through which the things of God can be brought to power and be brought to life in this realm. Because we're speaking about a God who is spirit, and we're going to look at that in one of the closing scriptures. God is spirit. And for the things in the spiritual realm, so that it van toepassing op ons kan wees, en van praktische waarde for ons kan wees, it needs a physical body in which to be housed. And it needs disciplined bodies to do that. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body like an athlete. I'm not an athlete, but I discipline my body like I'm an athlete because I'm running the race of God, hallelujah, and I'm fighting the good fight of faith, hallelujah. He says, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. And I praat nie van bench pressing 200 and plenty and doing the 100 meter sprint in 9.8 or whatever. Or that's part of it. But what he's speaking about here also is having your body disciplined so that you'll give more attention to what your spirit is saying as opposed to what your body is telling you it thinks it needs to do. Singularly prinky? That's what it means to discipline your body. Where the flesh will cry out for something. I want a double extra greasy cheeseburger and chips number 5 with the 3rd milkshake. Your body wants that 5th double cheeseburger and 6th milkshake. Your body's crying for it and your spirit must say, no, you're busy killing yourself. Do you get the picture? Or some of you don't like what I'm saying, but that's fine. I'm not here to please people. I'm here to teach the word of God. Your spirit, your flesh might also be craving, it's time that I trade. Let me just choose words of life here, Lord. You might have a wandering eye. You might start shopping for other things. That's when your spirit that knows better will prompt something in your spirit by the Spirit of God. You know it's the Word of God. Your mind will then make a decision. Poppy, laat jy maar loop. I'm a one-woman man. Hallelujah. Maak dit sin wat ek sê. That's what it means to discipline your body. There's various ways. So, we've spoken about the spirit being born again. We've spoken about the mind being renewed. And we've spoken about our bodies being disciplined. Now, I said, dit het my 6 weke gevat om al die warra, 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 warra te sê. To land it with this truth. Why must we have, remember our theme scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, né? 23 or 28? 23. Well, it says there, may God himself sanctify. Sanctify means being set aside for a specific purpose. Getting made ready for something better. Being prepared to do something else. That's what sanctification means. It says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that important? So this whole thing about spirit, soul, and body. Kon jy nie eerder oor iets anders te gepraat het, Mossie? Kon jy nie eerder gepraat het oor just ask God and he'll give you all the desires of your heart. Just pray and God will just be Father Christmas and hy sal net gee en gee en gee. Kon jy nie eerder 'n reeks gedoen het oor dit nie? Nee. We need to hear this. Can you say amen? I say all of that to say this. We need to be preserved, spirit, soul, and body, so that we can do what Jesus teaches in John chapter 4. Okay, are you with me? So a born-again spirit, a renewed mind, a disciplined body, so that we can do what he teaches in John 4. And in John 4, Jesus teaches this. John 4 from verse 23 says, the time is coming and indeed is here now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, for God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So folks, it was last year sometime that God laid this series on my heart to teach on spirit, soul, and body. And we've taken some time on it for a reason. The time is coming and it is ready now where God's looking for people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Not people who play church. Not people who serve Jesus when it's convenient for them. Not people who, ek praat met soveel mense wat my sê, ek het my eie God. Ek dien God soos wat ek hom wil hê. Wel, dis juist die probleem. Dis jou God. Jou God wat jy dan geskape het in jou pip. Is hier die God van die Bybel nie? Jy aanbid hom op jou manier, wanneer dit jou pas, in steede van hoe hy wil aanbid word. Sien hulle die verskil? Dis waar die verskil dan inkom, mense. That's the time we're living in. People are choosing what to do, when they want, how they want, making all sorts of gods, and they say things like this. Ach, you know what? God will never do this. God will never do that. Twak, man. Lees net bietjie wat die Bybel sê, as jy wil iets sê oor wat hy wil doen, en gaan doen, en sal sê, en nie sal sê nie. That's the God who we serve. He's God Almighty, the great I am. He's a just, fair, righteous God who demands righteousness and truth. He's coming to judge the living and the dead, and we're going to be held accountable to him for every word that we've spoken, every thought that we've thought, everything that we have done. He's holy, he's righteous, he's pure. He's a God of love, and he's a God of no compromise. He's a God of grace, and a God of mercy who sent Jesus to die in our place so that we can have fellowship with him. That's the God we serve. And it's that God this morning that is teaching us that we need to get our spirits and our souls and our bodies in a place that we can worship him in spirit and in truth. Because there's worship going on out there. I had a conversation, I think, 2 weeks ago with Ellen about a teaching on the net about certain worship groups and certain worship teams that are popular and very big, certain, call them music houses for want of a better word, that publish and get out into the market millions and probably billions of rands worth of so-called gospel music. And when you listen to that stuff, in my spirit, I have a clash. Because ek kan lankal nie meer onderskei tussen dit wat in die wêreld is en dit wat in die woord is aangaande praise and worship. Do you hear what I'm saying? Folks, we need to be as gentle as doves but as cunning as serpents. We need wisdom, discernment and understanding om te kan onderskei hoe nader ons beweeg aan die wegraping. Ons praat nie eens van die wederkoms nie, van die wegraping. Aan die wegraping, skies. Hoe nader ons beweeg aan die wegraping, hoe meer onderskeiding het ons nodig om te kan onderskei tussen dit wat van die duivel afkom, dit wat van die valse profeet afkom, dit wat van God afkom, dit wat van die mens afkom. We need wisdom, discernment and understanding. And that is why I believe this series has been so important, and that is why I've made the time to teach in this for 6 weeks. God is looking for people who worship in spirit and in truth. Not people who live a charismatic, wishy-washy, flippy, floppy, spineless, yellow, livid, compromising life in the name of Christianity, and they call it whatever. He's not looking for that. He's looking for people who worship him in spirit and in truth. And to worship God in spirit and in truth, we need to have a born-again spirit, with a mind that's renewed by the word of God, with disciplined bodies. That's the only way we're going to be worshipers who worship him in spirit and in truth. So before we pray for each other this morning, I'm going to recap. I'm going to recap by reading that scripture again. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23. And church, for those watching online, we're going to make it a prayer this morning. My encouragement to you is that you make it a prayer from the bottom of your heart. You make a decision in your soul with your mind where you apply yourself to what the Word of God has been teaching you for weeks. And you make this something that you desire because God wants it for you. Dis nie net nog 'n preek nie, maar jy wil 'n verandering hê in jou lewe. And that scripture says the following. We pray this. Lord, we pray that you, the God of peace, will sanctify us completely and that our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to summarize by saying this, that born again, we need to understand that it's not the, dis nie 'n mensgemaakte concept nie, it's in the word of God. God makes us born again by his spirit and his word. It's applied by our minds and it's lived out in our bodies. The scripture speaks about our spirits being born again, our minds being renewed, and having disciplined bodies. So I'm going to pray for you this morning as we close this thing. I'm going to ask the deep end to come up so they can get ready to lead us in a time of worship this morning. If you're sitting here this building, the one next door, you're watching online at home, and perhaps you've learned something new about being born again this morning. And jy's nie 100% seker nie. You've heard us talking about Jesus saying that you can't even see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. And you're not sure that you're born again. Maybe it's because it happened such a long time ago, or maybe because there's been no change in your life since the time that you thought you were born again. And you want to make sure this morning that your spirit has been born again by the Spirit of God. Remember, being born again means that God has transformed you and that there's a renewal, a hernieuwing van righteousness and holiness. And you're not sure whether you're born again or not. And maybe you're 100% sure and you just want to pray again, you're more than welcome to. I want to pray with you. If you're unsure this morning whether you're born again and God has given you new understanding about what that means this morning, I want to pray with you. So if you're unsure whether you're born again, I can ask you to raise your hands. I can ask you to stand. I can ask you to come up to the front. And I won't lay hands on you because some people will get offended by that. But you know where you're sitting, where you are with God. Folks online, you know exactly where you are in terms of this in your walk with God. I want to encourage you, if you are in any way uncertain, please follow me as we pray to the Lord this morning. For those that are here, those that are 100% sure, and those that are not sure, please pray out aloud that we can support and encourage each other. Is that okay this morning? Hallelujah. So let's pray together. Father God, in Jesus' name, by faith we come to you. We say with our mouths and we believe in our heart, Jesus Christ, you are God's Son. Lord Jesus, we believe that you died, that your blood was shed to pay for our sins, and that you rose again. We believe that you're God's Son. And because of your death, we can receive forgiveness. So this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I no longer blame anybody else for my sins. It was my fault. I ask you, God, to forgive me in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for paying the price for my sins, so that I, through faith, can live forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, folks, the Bible teaches that if you prayed that prayer in sincerity, believing that Jesus is who he says he is, the Son of God who died, who rose again, whose blood was shed to pay for your sins, the Bible teaches that you are forgiven. The Scripture teaches that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Scripture teaches that if we believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus and we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. If you've prayed that prayer and you believe it with the faith that God has given you, the Bible teaches that you are born again. Are you happy this morning? Hallelujah. So for folks in this building, next door, online, wherever, you need to go tell three people what has happened to you this morning. You tell them, I got born again. You say, what are you talking about? I don't know, but Jesus saved me. Hallelujah. And if you don't know, or if you do know, teach it to them. Or get them in touch with us and we'll teach them. So now, that's the first part. The second part is, wat gaan jy maak? Wat gaan jy doen? Even af. You see, it's one thing being born again. But Jesus wants us to do something with that change that takes place in our lives. So I want to pray another prayer this morning. If you're seated here and now jy voel sommer beter, man. Jy voel happy, jy voel lig because ek is nou born again. Hallelujah. Jy is 'n wedergebore, nuut gemaakte skepsel. 2 Korintiërs 5 en vers 17. Sê jy's 'n nuwe ding. Kom hier my ding. Vry jou nuwe ding. Groet jou nuwe ding. And you're excited about it. Now you've got to go do something about it. You see, folks, We're not just saved so that we can be have some fire insurance to be saved from the flames of hell. We're saved to go make a difference in the world. Hello. We're saved to go tell our unsaved family, our unsaved friends, a dying world that needs the love, hope, peace, grace of Jesus. We're saved so that we can go and give that to other people. In the time I've started this service to the time I'm going to end preaching in Acts Amper Klaar, dozens, probably hundreds, maybe even thousands, probably, yes, of people in the world have died without knowing Jesus since I've started preaching. And the Bible teaches that if they were not born again, sadly, they're in hell. That's the truth. Ek wil niemand bang maak vanoggend nie, maar dis die waarheid. Vandat ek begin preek, is daar duisende mense wat dood gegaan het sonder om wedergebore te wees. And the Bible teaches that they've gone to hell. So we're born again to make a difference. And if you're sitting here and the Spirit of God is speaking to you, which I know He is, you want God to equip you and use you to make a difference out there, then pray with me. Please don't pray with me because you think it's this oulik. If you're serious about being used by God, pray with me. You don't have to pray it aloud. You pray it in your heart. Lord God, I can speak to you this morning in Jesus' name. And I say in Jesus' name because Jesus, you've made it possible for me to have access to my gracious Heavenly Father. And I pray that by your Spirit this morning, God, that you use me. Lord, you've saved me to use me. I pray that you equip me. I pray that you empower me. I pray that you encourage me. And I pray that you fill me, Holy Spirit, to overflowing so that I can go into the world and make a difference for you. Not so that I can be a religious freak, but that I can be somebody that lives like Jesus and loves like Jesus. I want to be used of you, God. Show me where, show me how, show me when. Teach me and train me and equip me to be used by you, Father, so that I can make a difference in the world. And Lord, grant me the privilege of like I heard this morning about what you've done for me, Jesus. Give me the opportunity to tell others about you and give them an opportunity to pray to you like I've prayed to you this morning. And Father, as men and women have prayed this prayer, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you anoint the workers of the harvest. Because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. And Lord, when we leave this building, be it today still or in the days that lay ahead or the weeks or the months, may we see the opportunities to share our faith and the love of Jesus with other people. I pray that you transform men and women's lives completely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to the praise and glory of your name. I thank you, Lord, that you take people who were once victims of the devil to be used mightily of you to overcome the devil by your blood and the word of their testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. May Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you. That means he looks over you with favor. And may God give you supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. We love you dearly. With the love of God, en met ons eie liefde, want jy is sommer oulik, man. Ons like jou stukke meer en oor 1000. Dankie dat jy saam met ons, die Here kom aanbid het vanoggend. Looking forward to seeing you same time, same place next week. We're going to worship the Lord afterwards and Kobus, Rose, it's time. It's time for baptism. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a good week further. Over to the deep end.